أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أم خلقوا من غير شيء أم هم الخالقون. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala mentioned that the kuffar of Makkah, mainly the Quraysh, did not believe in Allah Ta'ala, in Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the Quran Sharif. So Allah Ta'ala asks, exhorting them, encouraging them to bring iman. Allah asks, Am khuliqu min ghayri shay'in? Kya wo ban gaye hai aap hi se aap? Did they just become on their own? Haven't they got a creator? Am humul khaliqun? Ya wahi hai jo jisne unko banaya? Or isn't it Allah Ta'ala who made them? That is, when you have not come into this world of your own choice, and you don't leave the world of your own choice. Everything what you have got, you haven't made it yourself. Whether it is your eyes, whether it is your brains, whether it is your hands, legs, everything, you know yourself, you haven't made it, it has been made for you. So you have got a maker, there is somebody who has made you. So why don't you believe in him? Am khalaqus samawati wal ard? Ya unhone banaya asmano ko aur zameen ko? Or do they go further and claim that they have made the heavens and the earth also, the skies and the earth? That we all know, no human has made all these things. The maker of it is the creator, is Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala has put it within every person to recognize Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah has given us enough proof all around us that Allah Ta'ala is the creator of us and of everything. And also Allah Ta'ala has sent the various Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam to inform us. بَلْ لَا يُوْقِنُونَ كُوِي نَهِ فَرْ وَيَقِين نَهِ كَرْتَي. There is the only one thing is that they haven't got yaqeen in their hearts. So that is very important, to develop that yaqeen in the heart and to know from the heart that Allah is the creator of us and of the heavens and the earth and everything. أَمْ عِنْدَهُمْ خَزَائِنُ رَبِّكَ. كِيَا أُنْكَ پَاسِ خَزَانِ تِرِ رَبْكَ. Or have they got the treasures of Allah Ta'ala, that they have got the treasures and they the bosses of it? And amongst the treasures of Allah Ta'ala is the giving of Nabuwat also, whom Allah wants to, and qualifications He sees and He wants to, He gives Nabuwat to whom He wants to. So what these people who say that somebody else should have been given Nabuwat, a wealthy person should have been given Nabuwat, so are they in charge of the treasures of Allah, and can they, who have given them the decision to make that who must get Nabuwat and who must not get Nabuwat? Am humul musaytirun ya wahi daroga hai? Or are they like dictators that they control everything and that they can decide who must get Nabuwat and they can decide who to falsify and deny whose Nabuwat? In other words, nothing is in the hands of man. Allah is the doer and controller of everything. أَمْ لَهُمْ سُلَّمٌ يَسْتَمِعُونَ فِيهِ. کیا ان کے پاس کوئی سیری ہے جس پر سن آئے ہیں؟ Or have they got some stairs, some means of going up to the heavens and hearing there? And there, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, have they heard that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, is not the Rasul of Allah? Have they got some information like that, that they are denying and they are not accepting the truth? فَلْيَأْتِ مُسْتَمِعُهُمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ. تو چاہیے لے آئے جو سنتا ہے ان میں ایک سند کھلی ہوئی. And if they have got somebody, they have got some other information that نعوذ باللہ محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is not the true Nabi of Allah, and this kalam, this talk that is presenting the Quran Sharif, it isn't the true message of Allah. If they have something like that, let them prove, bring their proof. Where is their witness for this, if they have something like that? Of course, they do not have anything like that. أَمْ لَهُ الْبَنَاتُ وَلَكُمُ الْبَنُونَ. کیا ان کی یہاں بیٹیاں ہیں اور تمہارے ہیں یہاں بیٹے؟ Or this other claim that they used to make, that Allah has got daughters. That is, the angels, malaika, the daughters of Allah Ta'ala. And for themselves, they prefer sons. And in fact, if a daughter is born to them, they bury the daughter alive. So, and if for a son, then they have great honor. So what are they ascribing? Inferior, according to their thinking, inferior things to Allah Ta'ala, and for themselves they have superior things. Who gave them this position? From where have they come into this position? أَمْ تَسْأَلَهُمْ أَجْرًا فَهُمْ مِنْ مَغْرَمٍ مُثْقَلُونَ. کیا تو مانگتا ہے ان سے کچھ بدلہ, سو ان پر تاوان کا بوجھ ہے. Or is it that you are asking some fine from them? You are asking some fees, that if they become Muslims, then they have to pay so much fees, and that they are finding it to be a burden upon them. Is there something like that, that why they don't want to accept Islam? أَمْ عِنْدَهُمُ الْغَيْبِ فَهُمْ يَكْتُبُونَ. کیا ان کو خبر ہے بھید کی, سو وہ لکھ رکھتے ہیں. Or have they got information and news of the unseen? They've got some secret way of finding out all the news of the unseen, and they are recording it all. And in that record is that, na'uz billah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not the Rasul of Allah, that the Quran is not the Kitab of Allah. Is there something like that? Am yuriduna kaida, kya chahte hai kuch daav karna? Or is it that they are planning and plotting some evil against you? And that was true. All the time they were planning and plotting all types of harm, whether it was propaganda, whether it was physical harm, whatever type of harm, they were trying to harm Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا هُمُ الْمَكِيدُونَ. So جو منکر ہے وہی آتے ہیں دعو میں. And those who are disbelievers, they fall prey to their own plotting and planning. That is, you dig a hole for somebody else and you fall in it yourself. And this is exactly what is happening to them, that they are planning against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they are suffering the consequences themselves. And in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in the battle of Badr, in the battle of Uhud, how many of their top leaders got killed and got they were taken as prisoners of war? Am lahum ilahun ghayrullah, kya unka koi hakim hai Allah ke siwa? Have they got any other ruler, any other Allah besides Allah? Subhanallah amma yushrikun. Paak, wo paak hai Allah unke shareek banane se. Allah is completely pure and clean of having any partner in any way whatsoever. Allah is completely yakta, He is one and only. And in all His things, He is one and only. And there is no second and no other sample, example like that of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah is the one and only. So in these ayat, Allah ta'ala has encouraged them that you have no excuse of not bringing iman. Bring iman, it is only for your good. And if you'll carry on in this way of yours, it's for your detriment and for your own harm. You are not good. You're going to suffer the consequences.